Hi, love, and welcome to Listening to Your Gut. My name is Kelly Bluth, and I am a certified holistic nutritionist with a passion and purpose in this life to educate and serve others, like you. As a woman with two autoimmune conditions, I have found the power in embracing a holistic lifestyle to support my overall well-being. In each episode, I will share inspiration, tips, or research-proven strategies that will help you to listen to your gut literally and figuratively. Together, we will work to honor our mind, body, and soul through holistic wellness. I am so pumped we are on this journey together. Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome back on this fine Monday, just before 4th of July. In fact, I know that a lot of times, the day before 4th of July, we often have fireworks celebrations and such and the like here in the United States. So if you're doing that, enjoy the time. But I wanted to come in here today and give you another solo episode. And I was thinking, there's so many topics flying through my head. And it's like, gosh, what do I bring to the table this week? What do I share with you this week? And, you know, I felt really called to talk about movement this week. So that's what we're going to do. And you know, you might have looked at the title of the episode and thought, oh, skip, like, I don't need this, right? But truthfully, you do, because these three tips for making movement consistent, I promise you, they are not your typical things that you hear on the internet. They're not your typical Google search, okay? They are tried and true from yours truly. And if you are watching on YouTube, you see my little dude with me, Riker. He has been on me like white on rice all weekend. I don't know if it's because he knows I'm in my menstrual phase and I just am wanting to hibernate a little bit more or what, but this dude has been with me, clinging to me all weekend long. I, you know, a little bit annoyed by that, but at the same time, so very, very blessed that he, you know, loves me the way that he does. I'm so grateful for him. And I know he knows I love him just as much, if not probably more. But anyways, I digress. I want to get into this episode today, which, like I said, is going to be really honing in on the, in my opinion, the three best things that you could do to help make movement a consistent thing for you. Because we know that when we move our body, we change our mind, right? When we move our body, we feel better. So the three things that I'm going to share with you, I feel the first two are pretty easy to implement, but the third one is something that I'm excited to share with you, not in super, super depth today, but it's something that you're going to start seeing a lot more from me in my holistic wellness practice, on social media, and all the things, right? Because I have been consistently practicing, and we'll dive into this in a little bit, but I've been consistently practicing this, what I'm going to share with you today, for over a year. I've been doing it longer, but consistently for a year at this point in time. And I can just tell you from my own experience that it has just benefited me in so many ways, in more ways than one, really. I mean, it's just been incredible, you know, to say the least. So let's go ahead and dive in to the three tips I have for you to making movement more consistent for you. Because if you're like me sometimes, I'm like, oh, I gotta move my body. I mean, that used to be my natural response. It's like, oh, I gotta do this, right? But in really fine-tuning this for myself over the last year and making really crucial changes to my movement routine, again, it's been a night and day difference for me. So we're going to go ahead and tackle all three of these. If you want more information on any of this, please don't hesitate to reach out. You've got all the ways to contact me in the show notes. So please feel free to reach out if you want follow-ups on this, anything. You got it, right? Just send me a message and I'll get on it. Because again, this podcast is for you. So I want to make sure that it is supporting you in the way and ways that you need it to. So, all right, number one is pick a time of day, okay? And this can seem like either really easy to you when you hear me say that or very daunting, right? Because we live in this go, 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 fast-paced society, this fast-paced lifestyle most of us do that doesn't allow for much wiggle room, right? But when we focus on picking a time of day and committing to that, right, and scheduling it in, that's key, then we are far more likely to stick to that commitment, right? If whether it's putting it on a whiteboard calendar, which I have, or putting it in like a pencil paper calendar, or putting it in your phone, whatever works for you, maybe setting an alarm or a timer on your phone or some other device, that can be key, right? I like to do my movement in the morning for several reasons, right? One, it gets my day off to a good start. I just feel better when I moved, right? You know, in the morning, right after I've woken up and, you know, done a couple things that I do typically before I actually start my movement. So I have a morning practice or a morning routine. And at the end of that is my movement typically. But the other reason that I really like moving my body in the morning is because if you know, you know, moving your body can be taxing, right? For most of us, the movements that we're doing a lot of times are taxing on the body, which increases cortisol. Now that can be a good thing, but if you're doing intense, specifically like cardio, things like that, intense movement at night, that can really spike your cortisol when we actually want it to be doing the opposite, right? We want it to be lowering so that our melatonin can increase and we can get ready for bed, right? Because typically, if we're in a healthy state, our melatonin is going to increase at night and our cortisol is going to decrease. So that way we can naturally feel like we're tired and ready to go to sleep and get that, that sound sleep at that. So, I mean, not to say you couldn't do movement at night. I know there are people that that's the only time they can do it because of work and such and things like that. But if you can find a way to do it in the morning, I would highly encourage you to do that because, you know, there's just the multiple reasons I just gave you there, right? And I'm sure a handful more that we're just not going to dive into due to time constraints. And I don't want this to be super, super long for you. I want to get to the juice and get you off and going. But that would be my advice is to, you know, pick a time of day that's really going to be supportive to you. Maybe you work a shift where you are off by mid-afternoon, then maybe you do it mid-afternoon, right? And you consistently, you know, build in that time so that you can do it. You know, whatever works for you. But I would say, you know, the more we get to the nighttime, that can be a little bit more iffy. Plus, on top of that, you know, it just came to mind too. A lot of us, if we're in that normal 9-to-5 grind, if you will, or that normal 9-to-5 schedule, by the time, you know, the evening rolls around, I mean, who the heck wants to do movement, right? I don't know about you, but like by that time, I'm done. I'm spent. Like my physical energy, my mental energy, I'm like, I am done. So I think that's just another reason why I feel so passionate about getting it in the morning. It's just a way to really get yourself going, you know, get those endorphins pumping and just start your day off on a really positive note. So that would be number one is, you know, pick a time of day and consistently commit to that. Okay. Number two would be to choose movement you like, right? No one out there is consistently committing to movement that they absolutely hate, right? And if they are, they're coming to it every day like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do this. And eventually they probably are dropping off because they're like, I'm done. I don't want to do this. This is boring or this is not enjoyable for me. And they just all, you know, all in all quit. So choosing movement you like is huge, 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 huge. And if you don't know what movement you like, I think that begs for you to go and try different things, right? Whether that's going to some classes, you know, that are offered at a local gym or a studio, whether that is trying different, oh my gosh, you could try so many different classes or different types of movement for free online, you know, through the mecca of what is YouTube, right? I mean, there's just so many things available to you at your fingertips, literally. All you just have to do is look for them. So, you know, I would say experiment if you don't know, and see what you do and don't like, and kind of weed out the stuff that you don't like so that you know you don't need to come back to it, right? And also, I think that also, you know, begs the thought of like, vary it too, right? Like, don't always do the same thing. I mean, unless you like it, but switch things up. And we're going to get into a little bit more of that and why it's not really good to do the same thing all the time, especially if you're a woman and you have a cyclical cycle, that's not the best thing to be doing for your body. Choose movement that you enjoy, because when you do that, you are going to show up for it, right? You're going to be excited for it. And you're going to get more out of it, right? And maybe you might even do it for longer because you enjoy it so much, right? Because like, yeah, look at me. Look at me and my little toothy grin. Look at my underbite. I can't close my mouth. So that's number two. And then number three is probably the most crucial, but also, it's just the most impactful for us as women, okay? And that is moving in accordance to the phases of your feminine cycle. I will shout that from the friggin' rooftops until my last day here on earth. That is so important, okay? For your whole body wellness, because, oh, Breaker, we don't want to be clicking anything that's going to do something we don't want it to do, okay? That is so, so crucial, okay? Because in the feminine cycle, we go through a range of what I'd like to call highs and lows of energy, right? And so that means our bodies are not always equipped or feel like they can accomplish the same types of movements, right? Because sometimes our energy is lower. And so things like cardio just aren't going to be good for our body, right? So I would encourage you, I would urge you to start thinking about how you could cycle sync your movements. And if you want more on that, I am going to be sharing more about that like very, very soon through, again, social media and just through my holistic wellness practice. So if you know, want to work with me, that is one thing that I currently do with my clients, is I help them to cycle sync because it truthfully has helped me to heal my gut issues and so many other things, right? So many other things that you would not even believe, like overall, you know, brain fog and mental clarity has increased. Not the brain fog has increased, but that has decreased and the mental clarity has increased, right? You know, just feeling that overall sluggishness and tired feeling and fatigue, that has gone down, right? And again, you're going to feel those things from time to time in your cycle, but if you're feeling that consistently all the time and it's just like you can't get out of it, you're like in this hole and you're stuck, that's not normal. And we need to fix that, right? We need to change that. So I'm going to briefly go over the four phases and what that looks like in each phase of your cycle in terms of movement, right? Now, again, the things that I share are just examples. It doesn't mean you have to actually do these things, but these could be things that are supportive during the phases of your cycle or the phase of your cycle that you're in during that time, okay? So our first phase is the menstrual phase. That's what I'm currently in. That's your bleed phase, right? That's when you're shedding the uterine lining, okay? So in that phase, your body is using a lot of energy to do that task, to do that monthly task, okay? And so because of that, your body doesn't have a whole lot of extra energy to put forth to really anything else, right? That's why we sometimes call this like the hibernating phase, because you really should be conserving your energy and not, you know, putting out this full force, you know, max energy. It's just not going to be supportive to you and your body. So during this phase, I like to stick to things like, you know, very, very mild, low intensity yoga, walking, and stretching, okay? That's really like key during this phase, is because you don't want to be overly taxing your body, and those things are not going to use a whole lot of energy, right? They're going to be very minor in terms of taxing your body, right? So that's good. Then the second phase is your menstrual phase. All right. So your second phase is your follicular phase. Blah, blah, blah. I just said menstrual phase. So menstrual phase is your first phase. Second phase is your follicular phase. Okay. This is when your energy is naturally increasing. So it starts out, you know, it's like a, what do we call that? Waxing or waning. It's waxing, right? I think it's waxing, like a waxing moon. It's increasing, right? So your energy is naturally increasing during this phase. Because of that, you are going to be more able to do things like, if you like to run, you're going to be more capable, more likely to want to do and feel good doing things like running, cardio, you know, Zumba, anything that's, you know, more high intensity. This is a great time to do that. Okay. If you're a CrossFit person, this would be a great time to, you know, maybe do some CrossFit stuff. Also in the ovulatory phase, which is phase three, it's a very short phase. Typically, it really technically lasts 24 hours, but we really kind of give it 3 days because it's kind of a fluctuation of, you know, when that could occur every month, right? But the ovulatory phase is like your peak of energy. Okay. That's typically the most likely time that you are going to be able to conceive. So at this point in time, you again can do all those really awesome things I just mentioned, like, you know, cardio, Zumba, HIIT training. I forgot to mention, but HIIT training could be something, you know, the running, all those higher intensity movements are great during this phase. Okay. Because you have that energy. Then we get to the fourth and final phase, which is the luteal phase. For me, that's about 2 weeks. And it can be up to about 14 days for a given individual. Everybody is different, but for me, mine is roughly 14 days. During this phase, your energy is naturally decreasing or declining. Okay. It's naturally waning, if we want to think about the phases of the moon, right? Because our cycle can also sync with the moon, somewhat, you know? So, it's natural, gosh, I am so excited. I'm stumbling over my words is what's happening. And I'm also trying to keep Riker back from my matcha tea because he loved that. So during this luteal phase, your energy is naturally waning. So during this time, you want to be pulling back on the higher intensity movements, which means you want to be maybe doing more strength training. You can do strength training really throughout every phase, except probably you don't want to do it during your menstrual phase. But, you know, strength training in terms of like weightlifting, you know, using weights would be great during this phase, as well as, you know, still walking, yoga and Pilates, again, just things that are going to not take as much high intensity, energy, you know, that you're going to need for it. So definitely we're decreasing in energy, which means that the things we're doing during the luteal phase are not going to be as intense. All right. And I can tell you again, from experience, tried and true, that from doing this consistently for at least a year, if not over a year consistently now, that I have seen the benefits just, I mean, in so many ways, in more ways, like I said, than one. You know, I have really good energy throughout my cycle because I've done this. I just feel an overall better person because I feel like I am naturally flowing with my body and what my body wants and needs during each phase. So, you know, all that to say, if you have any questions about any of the three tips that I shared today, please, 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 please do me a solid and reach out to me and let me know. Let me know if there's anything I can give you more information on, or, you know, if you'd like another episode related to this in any way, shape, or form, I'm happy to do that. But again, as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up time and time again, week and week, week after week. If you know anyone that would be, you know, that would benefit from this podcast, please do them a solid and share this episode or just share the podcast with them. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so that you get the weekly notifications of these free episodes that you, that I hope that you really benefit from. And, you know, the last thing I want to share is the podcast gets out to more individuals by you doing things like sharing and rating and reviewing. So if you haven't already rated and reviewed the podcast, if you would just take literally 10 seconds out of your day, like right now after this episode is over, just go over to Apple Podcast and quickly give me a 5-star review if you feel so inclined, as well as just like a 1-2 sentences why you listen to the podcast, why it's been supportive, and why others would benefit. I would so greatly appreciate that. So again, thank you so much. It is my honor to be here with you each and every week. I hope you have a great start to your week, a great Monday, a great July 4th, and we will chat soon. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If this episode resonated with you, please share it with a friend. It is my mission to support as many women as possible, and together we can make that a reality. I am honored to be on this journey together. Until next time, I love you, I'm always here for you, and I'll talk to you soon.